Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Kyle Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Welcome to the first episode of the Freelancer Podcast in 2024. I wish you a happy new year to you and your family, and my hope is that you grow in every aspect of your life. So I just came back from 3 nights away to plan my year and reflect on 2023. And overall, I must say 2023 was actually a great year for me. Incredible in many regards and aspects. The first one was I had a baby girl. She is now 5 months old, and it's been a pure joy, a pure blessing. Incredible memories, and it's weird to describe, you know, the emotions and feelings and just happiness and everything. I also, on a business note, I hit a revenue milestone, actually a record year. However, I'll go into some negatives shortly, you know, about all of this stuff and why. But some other benefits are I made some good improvements in my SaaS client manager, some incredible feedback. It's been a year. We launched in December, not last year, but the year before now. So it's been live just over a year. I've got over 1,000 users, over 1,400 now, actually, to be exact. And really, really incredible. We're making a lot of progress on that front. And I think in 6 months from now, it's going to be even better. The next one is, I think part of my mission, and I've said it before in the episode, is to help teach people how to fish, you know, to catch their own fish. You know, the moment you give someone their own fish, they back at it the next day asking for the fish. But the moment you teach them how to fish, they can catch as many fish as they want, and they can also teach others how to catch fish. I know it's a strange analogy, but that whole analogy applies to freelancing. And I think this is why I love what I do. You know, to see the difference in people's lives in becoming freelancers, you know, on maybe earning hardly anything, or being in debt, or not having a job, or not having more freedom, or burning themselves out, or, you know, not spending time with their family, whatever it is. I think it's a beautiful thing to witness. And I've witnessed so many freelancers, like, you know, on that whole journey, changing their lives, you know. And I think, and I know it sounds a bit cheesy and cliche in today's era, where everything is sort of selfish gain and all of this stuff. But I really enjoy seeing people succeed. And yes, I do make income from it in other areas. But if we're just quantifying it based on how many people that have, you know, changed their lives around, I'm incredibly grateful and humbled to have helped quite a few people in their journey last year. And I look forward to this year as well. Another positive is I made some cool friends, some people that I've not met in person. Some I have, you know, and it was very, very cool and interesting, you know, this last year to build some more connections and more relationships. So just like there are positives, just like there are good things, there are also negative things. And this is by no means, this is like a definitive list. But the first thing is I was working way too much. So yes, I earned a good income. Yes, all of these things were good. But the reality is I got burnt out, and I was actually like so tired and so like drained for like a period. I think it was in October or November. It was a really, really difficult time for me. And yeah, it took a while to get out of that phase. The other thing is I made very expensive mistakes with my SaaS development and some other investments and everything. And a final one is I picked up weight. And it might not seem like a negative to you, but man, actually, it was a funny story. I had to, you know, renew my life cover. I'm sure you guys do that in, you know, your different countries and everything. And when it came to, you know, the lady asked me a qualifying question on the phone, like, how much do you weigh? I said a number. And then when she came to weigh me in person, like the next week, it was 10 kgs more. I don't know how much that is in, you know, other in pounds or whatever, but it was, yeah, I think it was about £20 or something extra. But yeah, it was quite an interesting one, and that woke me up. That was like, man, I can't believe I actually picked up so much weight in like such a short time. So, and I felt it. You know, I felt that I was very lethargic, very you know, getting tired and all of that. So yeah, that's something that needs to change, definitely. And I mean, while goals and everything, it can certainly change, I think, you know, I do like having a direction, something to work towards. And as I said, it doesn't have to be black and white, but just some form of direction. So with that said, I do have some 2024 plans, some that I'm sharing publicly, some that I'm not. But in general, it is grow client manager to 10K MRR, launch my second SaaS next month, hopefully in February 2024. And I think that'll be very helpful to you and to everyone. Launch a new podcast. This is going to be an interesting one. I'll share some more information, I think, in a few weeks, but definitely next month. Then I'm also going to launch a weekly actionable newsletter. I'll share some more information about that later this month, but I'm really, really excited about that one. I've already planned a lot of content and everything for that. I am hopefully going to create more podcast episodes for the freelance podcast and get some exciting guests and everything, and hopefully also more regularly, at least once a week. If you guys want more, maybe twice a week, I don't know. You must just let me know, and then we can try and see if we can make it happen. The other one is creating quality videos for my YouTube channel. I do want to take YouTube more seriously this year. I think it's a fantastic medium, and I want to try and get better at it. So I've really been trying to improve my video quality and also the content as well. The other one is helping more people in my community. I want to launch a new and actionable course. This one will be no fluff as usual, but it'll be a video one. And yeah, I don't want to get into too much detail on that. I'm still working on the course outline and everything, but I'm really excited about that as well. On a personal note, we are looking to immigrate in April or May. It looks like we'll be moving to Mauritius, and there are various reasons for that, both on a personal and business level. Personally, I'd also like to spend more time with my wife and daughter, and I'd like to play more tennis, more golf, more chess, things like that. And also keep running my freelancing business. So I think my goals are definitely interesting. it's gonna be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it. So I think another question is like, why am I sharing this in public? First thing, I want to be accountable to it, and then secondly, more importantly, I want you to actually set your own goals. So it may form, like, I think the best way to think of it is, may this encourage you to actually do it, you know? And if you would like some accountability, you're more than welcome to share it in my community, freelancefam.com, and we can hold you to it. You know, it's free to join. So there's been some incredible journeys that has happened last year. I don't want to get into too much details, but people starting out to earning their first 1,000, to earning their first 10,000, to earning their first 50,000 a month. It's crazy. And also, I actually created a video. It's called Try These 5 Tips to Scale the Web Design Agency in 2024. Check it out on my YouTube channel. You can just go to YouTube, type in my name, and you can search for it. And hopefully you find it valuable. And I think finally, I just want to leave you with this thought, and that is, tomorrow is not promised. So be intentional about today. And let us line our let me say that again. I can't read straight. I don't know why. Obviously, my sleep is not happening and everything. But let me say that over. So remember, tomorrow is not promised. So be intentional about today. And let us align our priorities together. That's it in this one. Thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to sharing some more content. Maybe if I can share. So I'm planning to give some more content, I would say late in the month. I want to skip next week, do some more planning, and then hopefully it's going to be a lot more regular. And if you do have any content ideas, you know, any help that you want, or topics you'd like me to cover, let me know. Send me an email. You can just use kyle@kyleprinsu.com, and then yeah, I'm more than happy to try and cover some topics. Alrighty, that's it in this one. Thank you so much, guys. Have a fantastic year, and hopefully I'll chat to you soon.